T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for us to chat with Terez Paylor, Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL Insider, brought to you by Aristocrat Motors, Kansas City's home for luxury automobiles for over 50 years.
All right, Terez, you called last Sunday the medicine game for the Kansas City Chiefs. Was it just what the doctor ordered for those guys?
I see what you did there.
Yes, Bob, it was. I mean, look, man, the Texans, this is going to be a good game. This is going to be a competitive game. Please know that, you know, for Deshaun Watson, this is a spotlight game, an opportunity to show that he really is in Patrick Mahomes' class. And also know that Bill O'Brien will be coming in here knowing that if he beats the Chiefs, no one will be talking about those trades he made that everyone mocked him for. Mm-hmm. So you will get the best of the Texans, as well as Carlos Hyde, who is doing a little talking, seems ready to face a team that traded him in August.
Let's go back to last week and look at that. And you mentioned, you know, kind of was what they needed. Travis Kelce talked a little bit about that yesterday, like they kind of needed a jolt and a little bit of a wake-up call. Did you think they were starting to believe the, you know, what everybody's saying on talk radio about them and how great they were?
Well, they played like it. They played like it. The lack of attention paid to the small details offensively to kill you. Like, this is why Patrick Mahomes' body language has been so critical. Like in the weeks leading up to that game, you know, Mahomes was, you know, constantly, you know, yapping and prodding and trying to get things squared away, because if you don't fix this stuff, it's going to get you beat. Side adjustments, the details, like, you got to nail this stuff down. So that's why. It's a long season. You know, no one's thinking they're going to miss the playoffs, that they won't have double-digit wins or win the division. They're going to do all that. But, you know, this is a medicine game. Teams that, you know, have a high ceiling, every once in a while during the season, they need to be reminded of the things they need to work on, and either they fix it and take their medicine, or they don't, and die from it when it matters.
Yeah, and I think they're gonna be fine. I think they're gonna take their medicine. I think they're gonna get back into the win column this week. I really like them.
Perfect team to get on that, if you want to call it the rebound.
Yeah,
right, because they're gonna get the Chiefs' attention because, as you mentioned, Terez, one, they're good. Two, they're hot. And three, the Texans need a kind of a rep win, right?
Well, that's one way to look at it. I think if I were a Chiefs fan, I would certainly prefer to be facing the Texans at something close to full strength, which the Chiefs are not. The problem with this is that, yeah, like, all that applies, but, you know, you're missing some pretty key players, and, you know, offensively and defensively, you know, like, you're a beat up football team, and then you got to come back in 3A's after Sunday's game and face the Broncos on Thursday night. Like, you know, like, this is a tough stretch for this football team. So, you know, it's going to be difficult to come out of this 2-game stretch without, like, one loss. I don't want people to, like, freak out about that. Again, it's a long season.
Right.
You know, the Patriots lost, you know, 4 games last year, too, right? Like, it's just – it's a unique stretch here where over the next 5 games, guys, this is really brutal, actually. This 2-game stretch we're talking about now, and then after that, you know, we got the Vikings, the Packers, and the Texans. And what do all 3 of those teams have in common? I'm sorry, the Titans.
Titans.
What do they all have in common? They want to line up and kick your butt and would love nothing more than to run the football down your throat. Well, what do the Chiefs struggle with? So this is going to be an interesting 5-game stretch. I don't want people to freak out, like, if this doesn't go great, because everything else down the stretch, aside from the Patriots game in early December, you know, those are very, very winnable games.
Do you think, Terez, that this defense is good enough right now to win the Super Bowl?
As it plays right now, no. No. The way they're playing right now, like, look, listen, I spend time on my Snapchat, Terez_Paylor, and I'm, you know, I'm on the board and I'm watching the tape, the 22, you know, and, you know, look, run defense still matters, guys. Like, in January, the game is played more like 2012 than 2020. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to line up because it's cold, and they're going to try to run the football on you. And if you can't stop them, that's a way they can control the game. That puts a lot of pressure on your offense. It's like having – it's like in baseball when a team – like the Royals' psycho bullpen, the crazy good bullpen they had. Mm-hmm. Like, when you can run the football, that's what that's like. Because you know, every time you really need something, they got this giant weapon that's going to make it tough for you to get what you need. It puts pressure – you know what it does? It puts pressure on you, just like teams felt pressure to score in the first six innings. It puts pressure on the Chiefs' offense to be perfect. So it matters, okay? So, yeah, like, they better get better. The run fits, the gap discipline, the physicality, the missed tackles, all of it is off. They got to get it together.
Chris Jones not being – you mentioned that kind of five-game spell. If Chris Jones isn't around for that, we might not see a ton of improvement, will we?
Yeah, that's – yes. Like, Anthony Hitchens is hurt, right? And that would explain some things, I'll say. You know, you got some young defensive tackles, you know, first and second-year pros. Guess what? They typically aren't very good. Defensive tackles, unless they're named Aaron Donald, takes them a while to develop. Frank's been good against the run, but everyone's, you know, killing him about his pass rush. Yeah, and then, like, the edge rushers, sometimes they get, you know, they lose contain, and then the linebackers over-pursue. It's a mess. They need reps on it. You know, guys, if this was 1989, you know what they would do? They'd just be hitting, like, three times a week, man. Like, they would get up on that press, and they would be hitting, and they'd be practicing their run fits until they finally got it down, right?
Right.
Like, you can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. But that's what they would be. You know, you'd be out there, and they would be crushing each other in practice back in the day and figuring it out.
And we'd love it. Go figure it out in practice,
guys.
Yeah,
like Therese, like, we don't think the defense is good enough right now to win the Super Bowl, obviously, the way that it is. But it's not like they can go out there and practice and work on those type of things because those aren't allowed anymore in practice. And so as we'll get to a trade potential in a second, but besides adding somebody in from the outside, a big splash trade, if that can happen – how are they going to get better? Is it just wait and see till everybody gets back from injury?
Yeah, you need to heal up, and then, like, yeah, you just make it a priority, right? Like, you do the drills you can do in practice, right? You just do them. And you trust on players to study film and try to get a read on opponents' tendencies, and you just drill it, and you hope that these guys, it means enough to these guys to individually do the extra work it requires to get better at it. Now, there's some things the front office can do to help the situation. There's things the coaching staff can do to help the situation. I'm assuming you're going to ask me about trade possibilities in a minute, so I'm not going to step on it.
Well, let's go to that then. So what are some possibilities? Because I still think it's linebacker, defensive line that this team needs more than a cornerback right now. What are you hearing?
Yeah, so we can still like talk about how a corner would help this team, because if you got like a Patrick Peterson type, you could stick him on the number two receiver, wipe that guy out completely, shade coverage to the other side, and drop an extra guy in the box. So in the absence of getting better players up front, one thing you can do is add an extra man to the box in certain situations. And that's an equalizer. So there's still a roadmap for a cornerback, like a killer cornerback, to improve this defense. You know, Bob, I'm at the point now, man, where, like, you know, the defense is in rough enough shape that any improvement anywhere will help this team.
Sure. Right. I got you on that. And I'm all about putting an extra guy in the box. I said yesterday on the show, I said, I'm going with an 8-man front and saying, let's go. You know, let's go. We've got to do something drastic here. And then I would put 8 in the box against Houston to start out this week, because I think that's a way that you could potentially shut down that run. And if you can shut down that run early, you know the Texans will go away from it because you expect the Chiefs to put up points.
Well, the best thing they can do is get out to an early lead. You know, like that's, you know, maybe they come out slinging early and try to take a 2-touchdown lead, you know. My only concern about putting – this is why, like, one of my keys to a win was, like, make the Texans go the length of the field. My only concern of putting an extra guy in the box is that, you know, if you're giving – you can't play Deshaun Watson with a single high coverage that teams are playing you now. You can't do it. You know why? Because Will Fuller's faster than every one of your cornerbacks. And if you give – DeAndre Hopkins single coverage, he's going to light up every one of your corners. His targets are too good for it. So that's the thing. That's the problem, guys. Like, I know, I'm with you. Like, I watch this team more than any team in football. Like, I know. I got you. It's tiring to watch teams run the ball down their throats too. But Houston's coming off a game where they score 53 points. The way your defense is playing, they could approach that if you take too many chances. So, like, the game plan is actually to play. I think it's to play bend but don't break. Like, make those guys be methodical and, like, play like an old school game offensively too. Like, you got to run the ball. You got to protect Patrick because they're gonna come for him, right? Like that. I think the game, and as much as that's going to stink watching another team go for 100, I think I'd rather see Hyde go for 100 than open up man-on-man passing windows for one of the game's best young cornerbacks and a guy who's coming off a 3-touchdown, 217-yard game that sunk thousands of fantasy teams across America last week.
Yeah, how do you want to bleed, Bob? It's like, yeah. You want to do it?
I don't want to believe it. Yeah. I just want him to play some good defense and knock the snot out of him.
That's all. We just want it all, Therese. That's
glad
it.
I could make you laugh.
I heard you guys go silent so you could try to get that drop. I heard you.
Hey, we're the veterans on this station, my friend. We know how to
always
do it.
Always working.
Anytime you guys go silent on me, I know you're getting the drop on me. I got it.
Therese, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate it.
Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL Insider.
He's
to
on
by
to us, Josh.
Aristocrat Motors, Kansas City's home for luxury automobiles for over 50 years. Of course, you hear Therese on Mondays as well. Therese Paylor Show, Mondays at 6 here on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.